You know, I had a young man come from France to work with me. A friend of mine, professor of philosophy, said that he had a young friend in France who wanted to study. In fact, he had worked in the United States in the University of Illinois, but wanted to continue his biological work on oxidation of cells, and would I accept him in the laboratory? I said yes, but when he came, I talked him into working on hemoglobin because I wasn't very interested in the Warburg apparatus and what happens with carbon dioxide coming out. And I thought he seems like a very intelligent young man. Surely he'll get interested in hemoglobin. We made an agreement that if he would work 3 months on hemoglobin for me, then we would buy Warburg apparatus and thermostats and so on and set him up. Well, he worked 5 years on hemoglobin. Emil Zuckerkandel is his name. He has a record. In this book, these big volumes, Citation Index, that some computer gets out, where you can look up somebody's name and see how many times other people have referred to his publications. Emil Zuckerkandel occurs with the record for the longest period of publications under his name, Zuckerkandel, Emil. There come publications in science in 1848, 1853, 1860, 1870, 1888. There's a little gap then, and then starts out again and goes on up to 1969. His grandfather, Emil Zuckerkandel, you see, the computer wasn't programmed to ask how long a man lives.